This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA released the latest quarterly hogs and pigs report for first quarter 2025 on Thursday, March 27th. We will hear the breakdown of the numbers in the report from USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell says the inventory of hogs in the United States is lower than at this time last year.
USDA estimated that there were 74.5 million hogs as of March 1st throughout the United States. That's slightly lower, but relatively unchanged from where it was last year.
He expands on the numbers for the breeding herd.
The breeding herd declined by 1% compared to a year ago. Overall, the breeding herd has been relatively stable the past couple of years, with much of the growth in the pig crop coming from the increased pigs per litter rate.
McConnell says the pigs per litter rate is lower than the previous two quarters.
So overall, that'll have potential to produce fewer market hogs and potentially tighten up hog supplies a little bit.
Compared to the previous year, sow farrowings are down 1% at 2.89 million head for the winter quarter. McConnell provides the rest of the details from the quarterly report.
The pig crop for December through February was at 33.7 million, which was also slightly below last year, but relatively unchanged. The pigs per litter came in at 11.65, which is 1% higher than a year ago. The report also had producer farrowing intentions for the next two quarters coming up. For the period between March and May, producers intended to farrow 2.91 million sows, relatively unchanged from the year before. And from June to August, they intend to farrow 2.96 million sows. Which is 1% lower than what they did a year ago.
That was USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell with the breakdown of the March quarterly hogs and pigs report from USDA. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.